episode of Dude Talk is produced and directed by Nick Bryan.
He wants to speed us up but slow us down with that intro. Welcome to another episode of Mountaineer Kingdom Dude Talk, real men, manly talk.
I got to have something in the software to help me.
Help you.
That helps me find where the intro is.
Be a better person. So let's try this one again. That's funny. So we probably just recorded, 15 minutes?
Take two.
And the system crashes and we got 30 seconds of it. And
nope.
We know what the first 30 seconds are, so you didn't miss anything.
Nope.
The slights, I can just jab him
wah,
with.
Wah, wah, wah,
but we wah. Were asking questions. I had come across this article online about questions that new Christians have asked. And out of 30 people, these were the basic themes of those questions. And the first question really stuck out to me, and the goal was to ask you guys. So I'm going to have you re-answer that. You ready? What's that look?
No, I'm asking you.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, ask.
How can I better trust God through hardship and uncertainty?
It is having a relationship with Him, right? How do you trust anybody during a hard time or uncertainty? But more so the Lord is you got to have a relationship. You have to know His ways. You have to know His word. You have to submit yourself to His authority in the good times, right? I think we should know that all blessings come from the Lord. But if we're not submitting ourselves to His authority, why would He bless us? And then it's having that personal one-on-one relationship with Him. We have a relationship with somebody by talking and listening and spending time together, spending time in the Word and worship and prayer. I think worshiping at home is very underrated if people don't even do it at all, like you should. Just throw on some good jams and worship music and just praise Him for everything that He's worth, but it's having that relationship. Because if I think back to my children now, and this is a completely different answer than the first time.
That's all right.
It's similar.
That's what, I'm loving it, man.
But it's how do my kids trust me, or how did I trust my earthly father? It was the day-to-day. Like, we get up 8 o'clock, there's breakfast, like there's a routine, there's a pattern to it, and it's having that with your spiritual father. And the same way we want our kids to trust us, it kind of opens my eyes to how I need to behave with the Lord, because He wants me to trust Him because He's always faithful. And it's the me following the standard He has written down. So if I can trust Him in the good, then I know I can trust Him in the bad.
Good answer. I like the worship piece. We didn't talk about worship before. That's a huge piece, being able to praise You in this storm. That song resonated a lot with me going through some hardship, and it's okay. We must praise God no matter what.
Yeah, it's like Reckless Love for me. I have to give that song a jab every time. I don't know what. Go ahead, Jared.
Praising Him in the storm. I mean, that's real similar to what David did throughout the Psalms. And every time that he got into a hard time, he would spend time praising Him. And uncertainty is uncertain. It sucks. There's nothing about it that's good. Having faith and knowing that who the Creator is, who your God is, that He's got everything. As a child of God, He's got your life in control because He knows the end from the beginning.
Do you ever enjoy the uncertainty or the anticipation of something, knowing what God can do, though? I know this is completely random, but
when you put it like that, yes. When you put it in most normal, like, uncertainty, no, it sucks.
Yeah, the thought just hit me because it's like, with this podcast, for example, a year ago, we had no idea, less than a year ago, we had no idea what this was going to become, but the uncertainty of this excited me.
This was exciting. It's uncertainty as to whether or not you're going to be able to make your bill. Sucks. Or whether or not you're going to be able to get that client. Sucks.
Yeah.
But through uncertainty, we're able to recognize provision when it comes.
Absolutely. And there's a lot to that, in that as you go through uncertain times, as long as you have your faith in Jesus, you know, ultimately, as the Bible says, He'll work it out for your good and work it out for the good of the kingdom. And we have to just remember that we are we're part of a kingdom. So what God works out for us, he works it out for his good to continue to advance the kingdom agenda.
You know, something that I've done and that has helped me significantly is to meditate on the relationship that I've had with God over my life and remember when he has been faithful to me over different periods of my life. And I feel like as we mature as Christians, the way that God interacts with us is significantly different at each phase of our life. Like when we're baby Christians, he communicates to us in a way that is very simplistic, in a way that we're like, hey, God, do this for me. But then as we mature, the things that we have to put our faith in for his provision become exponentially larger. And it comes to a point where now my faith is transforming my character because I know that I have to trust God to pull me through this. And I have no choice but to trust God.
That's interesting. When did we lose that childlike faith, though? So, for example, I love the comparison of, I don't know if I've ever shared it here. I'm pretty sure I've shared it with you guys, that I remember when Gabe was small. And if I walked up to Gabe and said, hey, Gabe, we're going to go outside and we're going to flip the Jeep over. We're just going to pick it up and flip it. He'd be like, okay, Dad, let's go do that. But we have a God that created every particle for and give us the knowledge to create that Jeep. Like, he literally can do whatever he wants. When do we lose that childlike faith in our spiritual father? Because early on as a baby Christian, as a new Christian, you're so on fire for God. And he's like, hey, we're going to go, you're going to get this job. And he's like, we're doing this, kid. And we're like, yes, we are, God, let's go do that. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hang on, God, what about this and what about that? And there's all these other obstacles in the way.
You lose it the moment that his answer doesn't meet your expectations.
There you go.
It's my brother brought up the, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you move a mountain this week during something I was facing. And when he sent that to me, I kind of scoffed at it. Because
who's this new Christian telling me what to do? Yeah,
that's what it was. And I'm like trying to argue with him, like, no, you don't know what I've been facing. Like, this has been a battle forever. Nothing's going to change. It does, you can't faith it till you make it, especially when people are involved. Like, that those were the arguments that I pushed back with him. And well, my perspective and my experience doesn't change at all what Scripture says. And even in this moment, as I'm reflecting on that, I was like, all right, touche, shut up. Like, because in my own flesh, man, I'm like, I know how this is going to work out. And I've lost some faith that things can work out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real world struggle for me right now, is believing in.
I want to jump to Nick, but I will say this about you. You know, I don't like to brag on you a lot. Although I love you to death.
Jeez. What's he stirring right now?
You take tough love very well. So even in our chat yesterday, and I won't go into the details, you made a comment, and out of love I responded, and it was, you remember, you know what I'm talking about.
No clue. I'm not kidding. I don't remember. I'll have to go back and look.
We'll go back. But anyways, you said, you know what, you're right. It's just hard to see at the moment. It's even when you're down and out, if somebody says, you know what, Andy, and they kind of wait, get you to attention. As soon as you're focused, though, you go right back to your fight. And not a lot of people do that. Some people get tough love and they get mad. But it's you do handle that very well.
I get a lot of tough love from you.
It is all love. But speaking of uncertainty, we're talking about hardship and uncertainty. Mr. Job over here, of all people. Honestly, you've for several years now, and I didn't realize how long it was until you talked about it in the previous recording that we didn't record.
Part one of this one,
tough love.
Hashtag you've been through some stuff the last couple of years.
No, no, Max.
Which I've noticed you're not on your air today. So what's it like for you for everything you've been through?
It's the twofold question. I think because of the way I was raised, I can handle, we like to say, we Bryans are made of tough stock. So I can handle hardship all day long.
Yeah.
We're tough folk. Dad always said, put your boots on and quit being a baby.
Yeah.
A little context. I was talking to Nick the other day. He grew up in Preston County, which is middle of freaking nowhere, hour away from the nearest grocery store. Yeah. Like, when you grow up in places like that, man, it's a different life.
You're going to be dumb. You better be tough.
Yep. But so you got to suck it up.
But it's like old coal mining communities and backgrounds. Yeah. But you were within like 20 minutes from Cool Springs. I mean, that's all you needed.
But so the stuff you've been through, how did you rely on the Lord through that?
So through that.
Well, tell us, don't go into a ton of detail if you don't want to, but what have you been facing in your struggles and travels?
So if I was honest with myself, it's probably symptoms were probably 10 years ago, if I was honest with myself. I just don't like going to the doctor, so I just brushed it off like it was no big deal. I just thought, well, I'm having trouble swallowing food. I'm having a little bit more trouble breathing than normally. And then about 5 years ago, it got worse and worse and worse, where I finally looked at my wife one day and said, I better go see somebody. And she's like, oh my gosh, he's dying.
Yeah.
For me to admit that I probably need to go see a doctor.
How long was she telling you to go to the doctor?
A while.
Like a year or two?
Yeah, because I would take coughing fits to where I was literally on the kitchen floor on my hands and knees, like,
yeah,
meeting Jesus, like,
yeah,
going to pass out. Coughing.
And, go ahead.
And she would be like Andy said,
go to the doctor. So you go to the doctor. How many different facilities have you been to try to find out what you...
Multiple. Locally, and then we branched out to Pittsburgh, and then we branched out to Cleveland Clinic.
Baltimore, I believe.
Baltimore. And it just had slowly gotten to the point where all these world-renowned facilities were going like, hey, dude, we...
Was it Mayo looking at your stuff, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some blood work. So my last hospital stay at Allegheny, they had sent a bunch of tissue samples and blood work, and Mayo was going, I don't know what this is, dude. Like, everybody kept saying, we know something's wrong, but we can't figure out what's wrong.
How did you keep the faith? Knowing no one's giving you an answer.
Yeah.
You're praying. We're all praying. We're all trying to figure out, God, you created it. You can heal, or you created us. You can heal us. We're standing firm on that belief. And you're getting no answers. This is why side-by-side shouldn't be allowed in city limits. sorry about the noise. I have to. And
but what's great about these microphones, you say that every time.
Nobody hears it.
But when I go to the editing.
Oops, I got it.
It doesn't pick up.
I got a tick. Yep. But how did you stay firm in your faith, not knowing that, or not getting the answers you think you should be getting?
The book of Job. You look at the book of Job, and it's like, I know I say that all this whole time, and we even had that sermon series last year.
That's great.
And I was like, ugh! I even asked him, I was like, why did you pick at this time? I don't want to hear that junk. But it literally was, you got to make sure you surround yourself with a good group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, God didn't give me the wife that Job had. She wasn't telling me to curse God and die.
Yeah.
She busts on me quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
But no, she's been great. You guys have been great. Uncertainty sucks. I'll take hardship over uncertainty any day. But to just go through it and going, I don't know what this is.
Well, how many times did we pray and we didn't know, there was no name to it?
Yeah.
There was no whatever it is or whatever comes our way or what's going on with Nick, fix it. And there was no direct thing to call out.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's been a struggle for all of our faith through this thing as well. As we watch you deteriorate over the last several years that we've known you. I mean, shoot, we went backpacking. You were fine besides your back being all jacked up. And all of a sudden now it's hard for you to walk around the room.
Wow.
And for us to consistently be praying for you and laying hands on you. And we still believe. We still believe and know that God can heal. That he will heal. And we have faith in that. We trust in that. And it's been a discipline. It's not something that feels right. I think that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
As we're walking through this uncertainty, that's where our disciplines come into play. We have to go back to the things that are foundational in our faith and lean on what we know to be true, not necessarily what we feel. So your experience has really been a faith walk for all of us to know that we are standing by you and trusting in faith, knowing that God, the creator of all things, is able to do and will do a good work, and we're trusting in that.
you know, listening to the conversation and kind of reminiscing over the past several years of you going through your struggle, I was thinking about my dad when we were all praying for his healing a couple years ago. And I didn't think of it then, because when you're in the middle of it, you don't think about it. But I was just thinking about it today, or just right now. You know, it gets the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where they're getting ready to get thrown into the fire. And they look at Nebuchadnezzar straight in the eyes and said, "Our God will deliver us. Even if he doesn't, we still trust him. We still believe in him. We still mm-hmm. love him."
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at this. Look, if I don't get, let's say I never get a physical healing on this plane.
One's coming.
I'll eventually get it one way or the other.
So
we just prefer you to have it.
Yeah, I'd rather have it now.
It dawns on me that I'm one of those that if Scripture says this, we ask this in accordance to the Scripture, it must be this. So the Bible is the only thing to me is if 1 + 1 = 2. So if the Bible says, "Ask and you shall receive," I have to trust in the word. I ask, I receive, no questions. That's it. That's what the Bible says. Now, my timing may be off because it's not God's timing. That's if the word says this happens when you ask or you're faithful or you do this, this will be the outcome. We forget in the human narrative that it may not be our timing or his will.
We measure timing based on our human perspective of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that one day to the Lord is like 1,000 years to us. So when you look at that from the time that Jesus was resurrected out of the grave, it's been 2,000 years ago. Well, just shy 2,000 years mm-hmm. ago. That's only been 2 days to God.
We talk about the idea of faith and how we've dealt with uncertainty, but I think something that we also need to consider is the way that is also our testimony. So when others see us facing uncertainty, our faith through that uncertainty is an attractive quality, because despite what we're facing, we still continue to get up in the morning and step forward and face the day. And I'm thinking specifically about Fox's Book of Martyrs. There are testimonies through Fox's Book of Martyrs, which captures basically how people of faith were martyred and died over the years. It's open source. You can download it for free. A fantastic resource if you've never read it. But there's one story in particular where an executioner was getting ready to lob off the head of a Christian. And the person who was the authority giving the execution came out and said, "If you deny Christ, you will not die." And the person's like, How can I deny Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I'm willing to lay my life down on that point." And the executioner who was getting ready to swing the axe was like, "Here this dude is getting ready to lose his head, and he's proclaiming faith. I'm not killing him. I believe in Jesus too. If this guy's willing to throw his life away, then I believe what he believes." And at the end of the day, both of them were killed.
Yeah.
But the point being that one person's faith was a testimony and saved another person's soul. Like, that is something that uncertainty can provide us as Christians, as a testimony to the kingdom, because we are not afraid of the things of this world. The things of this world are temporary, and what drives us is that we are living for the next life.
Yep.
You know, it was through the martyrdom of Stephen that Paul came to the Lord.
Because the guys who stoned Stephen put their jackets at the foot
Paul organized it.
Yeah.
And
it was on his way, the road back.
It was on his way back that Jesus showed up to him. "Why are you persecuting my people?" And it's through the, you know, there's a old Christian band, DC Talk. And
name from the past.
Yeah, yep. And their album Free at Last, or not Free at Last, Jesus Freak, the intro to one of their songs, "What If I Stumble," has, I don't know who it is that's speaking on this. It seems like it was a pastor from the 90s. And he talks about that the number one cause for atheism in the world today is Christians who praise him with their lips but deny him by their lifestyle. And there's so much that people who are not believers watch believers and how they react to uncertainty, how they react to hardship. And that in itself is a testimony. I mean, Nick, what you've gone through, what you're currently going through, people watch and they see your attitude. They see that through the difficult time that you're going through, that God's hand's still on you and you still are living in a manner that is pleasing to God.
Yeah, I've still tried to be my goofy self.
Yeah,
I think that's
you
the
do
problem.
Just fine.
but that's all of us.
Yeah. So we'll jump back to the question. What do you think? So give me one thing that you would want somebody to know if they're going through uncertainty or hardship. What's one thing they should start doing?
So your circumstances are not a reflection of the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And meditating constantly on the foundation of Scripture. So if you're facing hardship right now, jump into the Word, specifically Psalms. What you're probably feeling is abandoned, alone, afraid. You don't know what's going to come. You have anxiety. Anxiety is just fear of the future, and it could be good or bad, but you don't know what you're facing, and you don't want to face it. Psalms will give you the tools to, one, so that you understand you're not alone, and two, you are going to experience the entire spectrum of human emotion through reading the Psalms. You will come into contact with something that matches exactly what you feel, and you will see the heart of David, a man who was called a man after God's own heart.
Yeah. Wait, anything you want to add?
Yeah, just that as a believer, to remember, and I know this has gotten me through all the different hard times and uncertainty that I've gone through, that Yahweh, the I Am, knows the beginning from the end, or knows the end from the beginning. And that even though I don't understand what's going on, we have to trust that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that because we are believers, God is in control of our lives.
Yeah. The only thing I would add to that is worship. Worship your way through it. Because even though one thing may be going wrong, there's a lot going right. And we sometimes lose sight of what's good in our lives because we have this big, ugly obstacle in the way. And that seems to take our attention. Negativity breeds negativity. So when we focus on the negative, when we look at the negative, we tend to forget the positive. And there's a lot more going right, typically. I'll speak specifically in my life, than there is bad. And it's like when you stub your pinky toe on the corner of the coffee table. My other four toes are fine, but that little one hurts, and that's what I'm going to focus on. But I'm blessed regardless of the outcome, or if I want the circumstances to change, even if they never do, I am beyond blessed.
I will say that worship is, it seems like it's something that you don't feel like doing, but when you do it, especially while you're facing trial, it's those times are the most free times of your life. It's a form of meditation. It's a form of surrender, and it allows us to just be unburdened by whatever it is we're facing. Mm-hmm. Worship is an escape, even though it doesn't seem like it. Doesn't feel like it before you enter into it. While you're in the midst of it, you're going to reflect back on those moments after you're through whatever trial you're facing. And you're going to recall that those were the moments where I was free.
What was the song you brought up earlier? Praise You in the Storm?
I'll praise you in the storm. Praise You in the
Storm. What about you, sir? Anything you want to add?
I would honestly say, back to my goofy comment, during the hardships and the uncertainty, try not to lose who you really are.
Yeah.
Still be your goofy self. Try not to let the quote-unquote depression take you over. Especially with your family and your friends, when you're going through something like that, it can be very tough not to let that kind of creep in and take you over, and try your very best to, I know it can be very tough, but try to continue to be who you are, show your community, your friends, your family, your church family that, hey, you can keep your head up, keep your chin up. It might suck and all that, but eventually the answers are going to come. It may be 10, 5 years. I mean, I just got my answer 2 days ago.
After 10 years,
you yeah. said. Of whatever this was, and it's the most misdiagnosed thing ever.
And even if you do get you get knocked down and you don't respond the way you should as a Christian,
you can be forgiven.
Get back up.
Yep.
Try again.
Well, surrounding yourself with the right people, too. There were times where I was down in the pits, and all of a sudden, you idiots come knocking on my door.
Literally.
And
beating
I got
the door.
Ryan Newsom, who's 6 foot million, sitting cross-legged on my couch. Like, that was the funniest
Indian
thing ever.
Style.
Oh, man, it made such a great night.
Andy just called you fat.
No, he's like 6 foot ten.
6 foot million.
Three.
6 foot million.
All right, take us home. That was good talk. Good job, Bryce.
That was a great job. I will say this to close out. If you are watching this podcast, and if you are dealing with anything like this, and you need somebody to reach out to you, to pray with you, shoot us up at our email, mkdudetalk.
Shoot us up. No, don't do that.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
Send us an email, mkdudetalk@gmail.com. We'd be glad to get you some resources, help you find. If you don't have a church that you know of in your area, we will help you track down a church in your area. There are many churches out there that have programs. There are Celebrate Recoveries all over the United States that would gladly help you through hardships and uncertainty. There's no reason that anybody should have to go through anything alone.
Not in the kingdom, anyways.
No, not in the kingdom of God. I will definitely say that. I can personally testify to you that I could not have gone through these past years myself without the group of guys in my family with the stuff I've had to go through. I can definitely say that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Love you too, buddy.
Before Andy cries, bring us home.
So, I did want to plug that. If you're
fair,
watching this...
That's true.
If you're watching this podcast and if you are going through that, make sure you reach out and we will help you find that somebody to help you. To learn more about us, you can visit our website at mkdudetalk.com. There you can find all of our previous podcasts and lots of stuff, good stuff on there. You can also make sure you check out our Spotlight series where you can learn about each of us, our backgrounds, where we came from. Again, our email is mkdudetalk@gmail.com.
Okay.
That is the MK Andy right over there. So for the yes man Jared, for the MK Triple A Andy, we may have to revise that Triple A. He's actually been pretty steady here lately. We may have to revise somebody else because he's
coaching
the coach Ryan, and of course our host Josh. I am O2D2 Nick for Mountaineer Kingdom Dude Talk. Real men, manly talk.